A Juneau man was arrested after crashing his vehicle into another and then a residence at 9.5 mile Glacier Highway. The incident happened Sunday morning about 2 o'clock. The vehicle was spotted traveling at a high rate of speed before crashing. Capital City Fire and Rescue's Noah Jenkins said the Cadillac pickup crashed into a Jeep Cherokee, pushing it into the side of a garage of the townhouse near Radcliffe Road. The two residents inside were sleeping and uninjured, but Jenkins says both vehicles were totaled and the residents sustained what he called significant structural damage. Juneau Police Sergeant Dominic Branson says officers had to chase the alleged driver on foot. He later found him at a nearby residence. 22-year-old Travis Lies was charged with driving while intoxicated, failure to give notice of an accident, and reckless endangerment. He was taken to Lemon Creek Correctional Center to await arraignment. Also over the weekend, Juneau police report arresting a Washington State man for a second time, this time on a warrant for escaping from community custody. 29-year-old Christopher Craig Johnson was arrested in a parking lot on Trout Street Saturday night. Juneau police say he's listed as a violent offender and was recently jailed for a drug possession with intent to deliver. He was also taken to Lemon Creek and held as a fugitive from justice. 3 years ago, Juneau police say they arrested Johnson on a Washington State warrant for robbery and escape charges. Lieutenant Chris Sell says that earlier arrest happened after Johnson finally surrendered after a six-hour standoff. A grand jury has indicted a 53-year-old Sitka man on felony arson and criminal mischief charges. James L. Jesperson is being charged with lighting a fire late May 30th at Brick's Marine Electronics Store in Auk Bay. Prosecutors believe Jesperson was angry because the store owner, Brick Lobaugh, did not fix his boat when it would not start. Lobaugh's brother was sleeping in a room attached to the shop but escaped without injury. A police officer responding to an emergency call put out the flames with a portable fire extinguisher. Jesperson, at his arraignment, said that he lives on his boat, which remains at Auk Bay. He's being held at Lemon Creek with bail set at $500,000. A new commercial curbside recycling program in Juneau is already changing the way that residents dispose of reusable materials. As KTOO previously reported, Aero Refuse says about 2,200 customers have signed up for the bi-weekly service, which started last Tuesday. Beginning tomorrow, landfill operator Waste Management will cut the hours at its recycling center, which is funded in part by Juneau residents through their CBJ monthly utility fees. The city and Waste Management also have put off negotiations for a new recycling facility, which is meant to accommodate both commercial and residential deliveries. Casey Kelly has more.
The original plan was to keep the recycling center open Tuesday through Saturday, but late last week, the City and Borough of Juneau and Waste Management agreed to close it Tuesdays and Wednesdays to allow Aero Refuse to deliver curbside recyclables. CBJ Public Works Director Kirk Duncan says it would have been too big a hassle to do both commercial and private deliveries at the same time.
As people who've been out at the recycle center know, there's a bin for aluminum and two bins for plastic, and those bins actually have to be moved. The truck backs into the facility, dumps its load on the tipping floor, pulls out, and then those three bins are put back in place. It's just a safety issue. It's a convenience issue. So we're going to try this.
The city had been negotiating with Waste Management for a new recycling center that would combine disposal of household materials with hazardous waste and junk vehicles. The city was prepared to pay some of the upfront costs, as well as about $1 million a year to Waste Management. In exchange, the city would get a share of the company's profits from selling the materials on the recyclables market. But Duncan says the negotiation started before Aero launched its curbside recycling program.
Happens, because it's conceivable that everybody's going to jump on the Aero curbside program and then we don't need the recycling facility.
I hope that something will get worked out to be more accessible to the public.
That's Linda Deakins with Juneau's Friends of Recycling Group. Members have requested a meeting with Duncan and other city officials to talk about the change in hours. Deakins says they're concerned the recycling center will go away and everyone will be forced to sign up for Aero's curbside service.
A lot of people mentioned to us that they are not interested in curbside. They live close by, and they do want to continue with drop-off service. And, of course, with the drop-off service, we still have separated recycling, which makes it more economically feasible.
That's because some separated materials are worth more than twice as much on the recyclables market as the commingled materials being collected in Arrow's curbside program. The difference more than covers the cost of shipping the materials out of Juneau. Landfill manager Eric Vance says it's a legitimate concern and part of the reason Waste Management plans to keep the recycling center open. He also would like to see talks with the city resume for a new facility that could handle commercial and private deliveries at the same time.
I think it's still the right thing to do, and I think that giving people the option of source separating or commingled is a unique, nice option for the citizens of Juneau.
Vance says it remains to be seen whether Arrow's curbside program results in a drop in usage at the recycling center. The facility currently sees between 1,300 and 1,600 recyclers per week and is still the only place in Juneau that recycles glass.
Thursday, Friday, Saturdays have typically been the busiest public days. There's a handful of folks that do come in Tuesdays and Wednesdays, but I think that we're going to see folks adjust their schedule, and hopefully it's not too inconvenient.
For now, Waste Management is operating the recycling center on a month-to-month contract with the city. CBJ pays $13,500 a month, minus half the profits earned from selling the materials. The two sides are hoping to hammer out a year-long agreement to continue the current operation, after which they'll revisit the idea of a new consolidated facility. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.
The downtown transportation center waiting area has reopened. The waiting room and snack bar closed a week ago with little notice after the vendor notified the city that he could not fulfill the terms of his lease. Empanada Dorada closed immediately, and the city shut down the waiting area to partition it from the lunch counter. It reopened Friday morning so passengers would have a dry place to wait for the bus. CBJ Parks and Recreation Director Brent Fisher says the city is now in the process of creating a request for proposals for a new vendor.
One of the things we are definitely looking for is someone who can convey information regarding Capital Transit's bus schedule, make change, any other information that a typical patron that uses the bus might have. But if they want to come in and have food or coffee service, they're certainly open to that. If they have a different type of a business, we will definitely look at it. We just want to make sure that it's kind of conducive to the environment of a bus waiting area.
Fisher says the last vendor operated in the space for about 18 months and had negotiated a lease with the city of $100 a month. He says a new vendor would be required to operate the same hours as the transit center.